TheTheTeed.com.
The Tea Party wins big in a few key states, in particular Delaware. That's the water cooler buzz. Politics as usual. In less than 50 days, we'll be going to the polls to vote on November 2nd. Will 41-year-old Christine O'Donnell, a relatively unknown who toppled an incumbent and shocked the Republican Party by knocking off Mike Castle, who had held the governor reins twice in the state of Delaware and represented in the House for almost two decades, will she be able to win in a general election? And does this cost the Republicans in the end? A lot of questions about what's happening in this great nation. I think it shows the anger and the volume that the American people are starting to turn up louder and louder and louder, the frustration over the things that aren't happening. The crazy taxation, the wild spending, and a slew of other things like national security. So here we go again, folks. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Left, right, somewhere in between, simply confused. All opinions are welcome here, as you know. Like I said, it is the buzz across the nation. We like to call it the best water cooler buzz. 800-259-5791. How do you like that? Digits at the top. 800-259-5791. Rest assured, we'll jump to a few other things, too, that are happening across this great nation besides the political battlefield. But this story is just an incredible story. Let me give you the thumbnail sketch. We have talked about it, but this is what's happened. So O'Donnell wins in Delaware, and Castle is toppled. He's done. For Republicans, as somebody described it to me earlier in the day, they really do think this is a nightmare. And the reason they think it's a nightmare is because Republicans were working against her. They were working really aggressively trying to stop her momentum. And in the end, after she's declared the winner, and now she's going to go to the race for the Senate seat in the general election against Newcastle County Executive Chris Coons is the guy's name, the Democrat. Now what they've done is they didn't release a statement saying, hey, it was a tough battle and we embrace her or whatever. This is what they said. This was the executive director from the Republican Senatorial Committee. We congratulate Christine O'Donnell for her nomination this evening after a hard-fought primary campaign in Delaware. I mean, that tells you nothing. We're not backing her. We're not doing anything. Carl Rove, who is the master marketer, a guy who comes from direct marketing, made gazillions, goes on to get Bush, you know the story, goes on to get Bush elected twice, is on Fox News, and almost the second they went to him, he says, we're looking now at probably 7 to 8 Senate seats. He says, this is not a race we're going to be able to win. So they are canceling her out. And with 100% of the precincts reporting, there's no hanging chads in this one, she was 6 points ahead of Castle, 53% to 47. I mean, they called this just after 9 o'clock East Coast time. And she was written off as a kook, an extremist, whatever, early on. And she was dismissed, really, by both parties, the Republicans and certainly the Democrats, as a history of embarrassing personal financial problems and a slew of other things. But she wins. And right away, it's negative from the Republicans. And what her opponent says is, he comes out, and this is what he says: I thank Mike Castle for his years of service to the people of Delaware and ask that his supporters embrace my campaign as a way to continue Delaware's tradition of electing moderate, independent voices to the U.S. Senate. And he goes on to say that these are his words: Delawareans, I didn't even know that was a word, need a U.S. senator focused on creating jobs, not promoting bizarre conspiracy theories and an extreme social agenda. Every leading Delaware Republican knows that Christine O'Donnell is way out of the mainstream. And that's kind of how he delivered it on the tube. So this is a big one. What ultimately happens? Then you had this weird thing in the Senate race in New Hampshire where the former state attorney general trailed in the early returns against the conservative opponent backed by the Tea Party. La Montagne is his name, I believe. He had 41% of the vote. The guy that everybody thought was going to get, Iouette, had 38%, and he had dominated all the way along. So, and, you know, definitely killed him when it came to raising the money. So what does this show? I guess in the end, it's not the person who has the most money who wins, at least in these primaries that hasn't happened. Because that's incredibly competitive, and that's a big shocker, especially the Castle loss, I think, surprised so many people in Delaware. And obviously, the GOP has some decisions to make, and I don't think they're going to back her. I think they're standing by, hey, we're going to cut our losses. Karl Rove says it. He says, you know, now we've lost the seat. We're screwed on that one because they're not going to elect her. That's not going to happen here in Delaware. She might surprise a few. Maybe. What do you think? Can the Tea Party be the ultimate derailer? All right, quickly, there are a couple of other things I want to jump to, and we will go back to politics. But you know what? We mentioned this as a great moment the other day where you had Sarah Shord, who was reunited with her mother in Oman. This was after she was released from Iran. It cost $500,000 to get her out of that prison where she was there for 14 months. Her family, I'm sure, a wreck. Here's what she had to say about being freed.
I want to really offer my thanks to everyone in the world, all of the governments, all of the people that have been involved. And I especially, particularly want to address President Ahmadinejad and all of the Iranian officials and the religious leaders and thank them for this humanitarian gesture. I'm grateful and I'm very humbled by this moment.
Yeah, that made me sick to hear the thanking of Ahmadinejad, but that's what she had to do. She had to play the game, I suppose. And also because she left behind Shane Bauer, who's her fiancé, and their friend, another guy, Josh Fatal, and they're not released at this point. P.J. Crowley from the State Department talked about the kidnapping, not the kidnapping, talked about the, it almost feels like kidnapping, talked about the money and whether or not they could come up with the bail and how they determined that figure.
As to what arrangements were made that satisfied, you know, requirements under the Iranian judicial process, we were not a part of that. We don't know.
So they don't know what's going to happen. She left prison. She was wearing a red headscarf. She didn't carry anything with her for 410 days. She's one of three American hikers picked up in Iran. I think the other two become even more political pawns, bigger pawns. And she gets out. And, of course, it was all nicey-nice. Even the president thanked the people in Switzerland and Oman who tried to do whatever they could to bring about her release. But now what happens with Bauer and Fatal? More O&E on the flip side.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 page or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for recovery extra strength for pain-free mobility.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
all right, I threw in the hiker situation in Iran because we've talked about it so much. Ultimately, I think she becomes a pawn and the other two are pawns, but they know that. They've been in prison for 14 months. Their family's hair turned white the entire time they were in prison. You know, I say this honestly, what were they doing there in the first place? But now it's too late to go backwards. So moving forwards, boy, diplomatically, seriously, a lot of people were working to pull every string they could to get them out of there, kind of like the situation in North Korea with first the two Al Gore journalists. They worked for Al Gore, the two females, and then the situation with the guy who was also being held in North Korea. Remember, first you had Clinton go over and pull a rescue. Then you have Carter go over and pull a rescue. And now you have the hiking situation, the three hikers that have been going on during the same time. But here I think Ahmadinejad may, and the Ayatollahs, because after all they're part of this too, might make an example of the two guys. That it was better for them, especially with the female controversy over women and how they're treated. Remember, you know, the stoning death possibility that's going on and others that women that have been stoned for adultery or whatever. I think there was something to that. Get her out of there, especially if she's engaged to the one guy. Now the two guys are left. So will this be a case of no way are they getting out of that prison? There's supposed to be a trial, and this is just bail. So she is out on bail. They know if they let the two guys go free, she's certainly not. Is she coming back for a trial? I don't think I'd want anything to do with the trial. So the first thing she does when she comes out, because she has to play the political game, is to just thank Ahmadinejad and the Ayatollahs. Very tough to watch that. It's almost like you're watching brainwashing right before your very eyes. Like I said, she had no choice. It was the same situation with Una Lee and Lisa Ling's sister, because they needed to get out of the country and they needed to do it fast. And it's one of those things where, maybe I'll write about it if once we're all safe. Speaking of being safe, is it a safe bet now that the Democrats are going to win, for example, in Delaware, because the Tea Party favorite, Christine O'Donnell, pulled up a major upset? I mean, here's the thing. This is absolutely, unequivocally, a wave of massive conservative anger. If it weren't, they would have elected the guy who'd been there forever. If the people in Delaware weren't upset with what they were getting, they would have absolutely chosen Castle, but they didn't. They didn't. So it has to speak volumes about the displeasure that's going on in this country. I mean, look, we hear it here on America Tonight. I hear it from all of you, from Dan in Texas, from Tomas, from Mark, from Don, from Izzy, from everyone that calls. I hear it. You hear it in everyone's voices. And I say this all the time. The reason I started America Tonight was because I saw what was happening in Washington. It infuriated me. And I think it's about protecting our freedoms. I don't want this country to morph into something I'm not familiar with. I don't want to grow old if I should live to be old in a country that looks nothing like the one I was born in. I don't want my nephew to go through that. I don't want the people that I care about to have that fear, because that's what's happening. We have this fear that things are not going well. We see the economy. We see the control. We see the hypocrisy. And that's what's driving, I think, this momentum. That's what it is. But now you're talking about a general election, and it's a little bit different in a general election. It's just like the situation in New York. You have Andrew Cuomo. A lot of backing in Manhattan. Big bucks will push him as far as he can go, from the attorney general's office into the governor's office. And it's going to take moving serious mountains for the billionaire or millionaire, whatever he is, candidate, Carl Paladino, to beat Cuomo, frankly, in New York City. Still, it was a huge victory for him, because the one who was being backed was Rick Lazio. But in the end, hey, the guy that people said couldn't do it did do it. So there's lots of questions about what happens in the general election, and will the Republican Party try to rally behind a Paladino and a O'Donnell or Engel in Sharon Engel running against Harry Reid for Senate in Nevada? Will they even try and do it? Because if you listen to the voices of the Republican Party, they're saying no, they're cutting their losses and not looking to back most of the so-called Tea Party candidates. Then you have the interesting situation in Florida. You have the GOP Senate nominee Marco Rubio, who's jumped 16 points over the independent Charlie Crist. And this is huge momentum for just the Republican Party there. If you looked at some of the, I'll call it battleground states or whatever, I'll call it battleground states. Florida would be one of them. Nevada would be one. Pennsylvania would certainly be another one. Ohio and California also would be key states. So Crist, who was the Republican, is in serious trouble in the race for Senate. And part of it is, man, I don't know what's going on with him, but he is flip-flopping on half of what he said for most of his career, what he's been based on. It's like he's trying to somehow, well, he is trying to play both sides of the middle. He's trying to woo those Democrats with ads that talk about liberal positions, and then he plays up his support for Obama, but then he will say other things when he's on the campaign trail, and I think he's lost his compass somehow. And the whole idea of being independent, the only reason he did that is he saw what Lieberman did in Connecticut and tried to gauge the mood, figuring he could jump in, and I think he cost himself any chance whatsoever. And I think Rubio is the guy who probably will get this. And you look at Florida and where the numbers are for Obama, his approval ratings, this will also affect some of the Democrats. And the approval rating, 37%. And 44% of people out there are saying they're angry, at least 44%, about the way the federal government is working. Many of you, 54% favor repealing the national health care program. 54%. It hasn't even kicked in yet, and that many people want to repeal it. And then, here's the other big kicker. 57% say Obama doesn't deserve to be reelected. And I, you know, you can do whatever you want with surveys. They have a little bit of a margin of error, and then it's, of course, how does that affect candidates and what does that mean when people go to vote? Traditionally, if you look back on elections, the incumbent wins more than 90% of the time. It's very unusual to slay the political machine, the person who has the momentum, who's been there over and over again. Maybe this is the year. Maybe this is where the change really comes. Remember those signs in 2008? Change is coming, or whatever it said. Well, maybe the real change is coming. And part of that is because of what's happened with the Tea Party and people willing to go out to rallies and voice their dissatisfaction. Or not even that. Even the people besides that, the people who call and bombard their senator and congressman's phone lines and email. How many times has the email crashed in the past year and a half on the Hill? At least 6 times that I know of, and who knows if there were more, because people were so upset with some of the votes that were going down, especially health care and financial reform. Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Seychell and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This version of We Can Count, we're going to take you on a silly tour and some serious stuff. Let's start with something serious. The French Senate approved a law banning any veils that cover the face. That would mean burqas to the full body covering worn by some Muslim women. We've been talking about this for a while on ATN. It already went through the House. This was just the final hurdle. But here's some interesting facts about it. It passed by a vote of 246-1. And then there were about 100 people who abstained, and coming essentially from the left-leaning political types there. So the legislation was overwhelmingly approved by the lower house of parliament back in July, and it kicks in next spring. Now, what about the people? How do they feel? Because that's the main deal here. French people back the ban by a margin of more than 4-1. 82% of people polled approved of a ban, 17% disapproved. Clear majorities also backed burqa bans in Germany, Britain, and Spain. While, check this out, 2 out of 3 Americans oppose it, according to the Pew Global Attitudes Project. They did a survey, and that's where they came up with those numbers. So the key thing is, what will the law do? Well, the law imposes a fine of about $190 or 150 euros and a citizenship course as punishment for wearing a face-covering veil. That is serious stuff. So if the woman wants to wear it, she could also be punished by a year in jail and a $19,000 fine, too. The government's saying, and this is a quote, it's a new form of enslavement that the Republic cannot accept on its soil. So what does this mean? Does it mean that Muslims will flee France in droves because now this is absolutely one of the things that's part of their beliefs and their religion? It's a religious symbol, I guess, would be the way to say it. But now that's not possible to do that in France. And France has about 3.5 million Muslims, or 6% of the population. They don't keep any kind of statistics on religious affiliation of the population, but they know it to be that. So there could be some serious backlash as a result of it. Maybe people just leaving. That's a hefty fine. Speaking of fines, total claims against BP could end up being less than $20 billion. That's what the company said they were going to set aside. Remember that? Remember the incoming chief, Robert Dudley? They're saying that Dudley says the current estimates of claims that are out there probably will exceed the calls. And they have the $20 billion, they say, to compensate the businesses and the people hurt by the offshore oil spill, the worst in our history, back in April. But they're saying also that BP's eventual cost from the disaster would probably total about $32 billion. So what's the beef here? $32 billion includes the cost of the disaster, including claims, as well as the cleanup. So the claims, you got $20 billion in escrow, and they're not bound to pay the $20 billion if the claims total less than that, or if they're required to pay more than that. So pretty much that's what he's saying. Hey, we've got this number in mind. It's in our fund, and this is what we're using for cleanup. This is what we're using for everything in total. And we're not bound by any kind of law to go beyond that, which is exactly what everybody thought would happen. In the end, my bigger question is, do people that truly need the money get screwed out of the money, or do they actually get the money? And we don't know, because we don't know if it exceeds it or not. We have no idea. This is a big one. Mark this down in your calendar. I put it in my future events calendar. December 16th. What's so significant about December 16th? Advent, lighting candles, getting ready for Christmas, buying presents. No, no, and no. A Florida judge is saying he's going to hear arguments on a lawsuit by the 20 states that are trying to block Obama's overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system. We know what this is all about, right? The big thing here is breaking the Constitution by forcing people to buy health care, by demanding that they buy health care. So the lawsuit specifically claims the sweeping reform of the health care system pushed through in Congress after months of bitter partisan wrangling violates state government rights in the Constitution and forces massive new spending on these hard-pressed state governments. I have a feeling that it's going to be pretty tough. I think it's going to go all the way to the top. Is if you were looking at a constitutional law, it seems that this one has a chance to go all the way up. I would call it the judicial flagpole. And then the Supremes will have the ultimate say in this one. And that, boy, that would change a lot of things as far as health care is concerned, because that was one of the main tenets that, okay, if you don't want health care, then you're going to be forced to have health care, and if you don't, then you're going to have to pay, because we're hiring all these people in the IRS to specifically target and go after people who decide they're going to forego it, and you're going to have to pay whatever the fine is. My prediction is if that happens anyway, there's going to be people that will pay the fine rather than get health care because it'll be cheaper. All right, here's for the silly stuff that I mentioned. I don't really care about J-Lo. I mean, hey, she's probably been in some cute movies. I don't have anything against her either, but, you know, this whole inane stuff of what goes on in American Idol or reality TV is just not my deal. So we have bigger fish to fry, right? And if we're going to talk about sidebar stuff, it's going to be sports. So Jennifer Lopez seals the American Idol deal for how much money did she get? $12 million. So they got their 10th season. Can you believe that show's been on 10 seasons? I've never watched any of it. I've seen some clips, you know, in passing, and I certainly have read about it. I know what it's about, but $12 million. Now, she says she's very excited, but what was interesting is there were reports that she was demanding all kinds of crazy things, like she wanted, I don't know, Perrier to be left in her dressing room a certain way, and she had a slew of other demands, I guess, that they didn't, Fox wasn't going to really meet, but they certainly met the financial demands. That's a layup for her if she's singing and she's judging other young singers that line up for hours across the country to be picked. Yeah, that's pretty easy for her, I would say, right? How about Reggie Bush? We're going to do sports shorts in our next segment, but this also goes to the numbers. Reggie Bush, at one point, I'm sure we shoved him in the dungeon. He was probably our blunder of the day. He gets the Heisman Trophy, but he's got a forfeit. He forfeits it amid all this controversy. So what he's saying is, because I think he's sick of the controversy, he's saying he made the difficult decision to forfeit his title as the Heisman winner in 2005. Yeah, who cares? Because he already got all the spoils ahead of time anyway. So USC's football program was sanctioned by the NCAA in June, and the school removed Bush's trophy after hiring a new athletic director. Former University of Texas quarterback Vince Young, who finished second in the 2005 Heisman voting and now plays for the Titans, said that he would definitely accept the trophy if the Heisman Trust awarded it to him. But now it's a question of will they award it to him? And, you know, did he do the right thing? This is what he did. He was tired of being poked about the Heisman Trophy. He was right, wrong, or indifferent. And it was easier just to give it back. He released a huge statement saying that this is painful and distracting and all this other stuff. And now it's just a question of does the Heisman Committee decide to give it to Vince Young? And, you know, maybe they do. USC had lots of incredible years, but obviously they cheated the system, even though we think the system, or some of us think the system, is ridiculously flawed. But the rules are the rules, and the other people are trying to abide by them, or they're not getting caught is probably the better way to say it, because we know that there are other things that go on at other schools, too. But look at all the... It's like someone said to me the other day when I was trying to make this argument, the schools were making a fortune off the backs of some of these kids. But here's the thing. He did have some incredible advantages with financing, of course, and what he was afforded by being the Trojans, including, if he had wanted it, an education. So it was probably smart for him to voluntarily return the replica, because there was nothing left to do. If the NCAA was going to come, they were going to ultimately come down on him. So he kind of saves his reputation away by giving it back than having them snatch it back from him, I guess. Which is perfect and leads into our next segment, because we're going to talk about sports shorts, including what's the condition of Tom Brady. Did you know that the quarterback for the Patriots was in a car crash before the start of the season? Yes, he was. We're going to talk about that and other things on the flip side.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Lady hanging with all of the youths across the country here on America Tonight. We've talked about the Tea Party wins and how thrilling that was for, you know, Christine O'Donnell and also for many of the others, whether it's New Hampshire, that's still kind of undetermined at this point, but New York and whether Palladino can actually beat Cuomo and the fact that the Republican Party is cutting ties with what they say are extreme point of views, not theirs, and they're not going to put any money into those candidates because they don't have a chance to win, so therefore they're not going to get their 10. We've talked about a slew of other things that have happened across the country, too. And this is the time where we focus on sports shorts because, after all, you got to kick back and sometimes and say, this is the taste of freedom. And for me, that's what it is. It's all about on the off time besides figuring out what's going on across the country. It's watching some sports. And I used to cover sports and still do sometimes. So here's the thing. In the NFL, I flew with the Cowboys. And the reason I'm telling you that story is because I flew with them, covered them, went in the locker room afterwards, got what they would call sound bites, knew the guys well, they treated me great, the Cowboys did, the Rangers did, the Yankees did, the Knicks did, the Jets did. I had no problems with any of the teams. I wasn't a beat reporter, I did a talk show, I was the talk show host, but I felt like if I was going to criticize players, that I needed to be out there and I needed to see them and talk to them, so... with the Cowboys, I traveled with them. With the Rangers and the Yankees, I was constantly on the field and always talking to them after games and stuff. So there's always that question about women and covering sports and how far is too much and all that sort of stuff. So there's a woman named Inez Sines, and she's a reporter for TV Azteca, Mexico's TV Azteca. And she's been all over the news lately, and the reason why is because something was brought to the attention of the league that there was some sort of alleged harassment that took place in the Jets' locker room on Saturday. She says that she didn't make the harassment charge, and it was the rest of the media that actually reported it. So she talks about not being bothered by it. She also talks about her style of dress when she was on the early morning show because she wears tight clothes, and also what the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, had to say to her.
I really don't pay attention about it. I was on focus on my job. You know, you need to do sometimes what you need to do. It's my style for all my life, doing my job and never have any problems. So I really believe that it's not bad that one woman wants to be attractive. He told me that he's very concerned about the things that are happening in the team.
All right, so you heard what she had to say there. When she was talking about Woody, she was saying that he's very concerned about things that were happening on the team because they don't want to get in trouble with this with the league, certainly. And this is what's interesting. She's not going to pursue any kind of action and says that whatever the league decides to do, that's, you know, fine. But then the question becomes about the fact that she's covering the team. Is she dressing too provocatively? Is that even an issue? Should it even be an issue? And do we really care at this point? I mean, you care about harassment, but, you know, in the case of a woman going to locker room, are we beyond that at this point? And I think, you know what, we're way beyond this. It's the bottom line is the players half the time don't care. That's the deal. And I think she likes this publicity. She wanted this publicity. I don't think she wanted anybody to get in trouble or have any kind of a harassment charge, but I think she likes the attention. Matt, you're a big-time sports watcher, and you are in Minnesota and grew up in Minnesota where Michelle Tafoya came from, where she was on a radio station there, and then went on to bigger things on the sideline and whatnot for a slew of different networks. And I don't think Michelle Tafoya has had any problems like that. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I remember watching her. She also had she started out at the local news station here, too. And I think, I don't know, it depends on the person. And if you look at Inez and what she was wearing then, you can kind of see how it's different from what I don't think Michelle Tafoya would ever be caught dead in those tight jeans that she was wearing. Now, you could compare it to maybe somebody like a Jen Brown, who's kind of up and coming from ESPN, and she's done bikini shoots, and I think she's been in Sports Illustrated and things like that. That's more comparable, but at the same time, it's still a level of professionalism that the athletes have to have and the reporters have to have as well, so... Could you say that maybe she went a little overboard in her dress? Maybe. And the players probably went a little overboard in their suggestive comments. So it's kind of maybe both are a little at fault.
Yeah, that's what I think. You think Susie Colbert, Pam Oliver, Michelle Tafoya, you just dress professionally. I mean, you're not going out to a dance club. I understand she doesn't have to look, like Dolores Claiborne, but still at the same time, you can still look attractive and professional, and she's a very pretty, pretty woman. But you don't want to look like you're clubbing, I guess. And I think it's fair to say that, yeah, she could have chosen a different way to dress.
I think what happened is the way that she was dressing did it distracted from the reporting.
Right.
In a way that I don't think other reporters would do. So that's the one thing that I would say. But, I mean, it's still not, like, her job to keep everyone behaved.
That's
so
right.
They're still at fault.
Right, and I think that some of it got blown up, and I think it'll go away. It'll just be more about sensitivity now. The league will release something about that, because this is old hat. I mean, women covering sports is nothing new. And I really think that whenever you have a relationship with a player, a professional relationship, it's about that trust thing, that you go in, and if you know what you're talking about, and you ask questions where you're obviously informed in the game and what they've done or whatever, usually it's fine. There's not a problem with that. And there's so many now at this point, female photographers and producers. And like I said, I never had a problem with that. And listen, a lot of times I was definitely the only woman there, where I would cover I covered a lot of the All-Star games, like in baseball and whatnot. And I never had any problems, but usually a lot of times I was the only person the only woman that was in the locker room. But I knew most of the media guys too, so it was never a big deal. This is a big deal. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady said that he was scared out of his mind, and the reason why he was in this car crash. But check this out. I didn't realize it was this bad. What happened was he was driving, a minivan was driving, and he was driving in his car, and they collided at an intersection in Boston. So he wasn't hurt. But a passenger in the minivan had to have emergency surgery and was hospitalized in serious condition. So now a lawyer for the injured man's family is saying his condition is worse, and that the family of the 49-year-old guy are concerned for his well-being as they wait more medical tests, more results. What happened was the man's son, they say, ran a red light, but the son is saying he had the green light. Oh. Brady said after the accident, he left his car, saw a woman, and said they asked each other if they were doing okay. He just kind of looked around, and he was just in shock over what had happened. It came just days before Sunday season opener for the Patriots' home game against the Bengals. The Patriots, of course, won it. But on the day of the accident, he agreed to that big contract that made him the NFL's highest-paid player. Ooh, they say timing is everything, huh?
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Well, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.